Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Equity futures are pointing higher this morning, building on yesterday's rebound. What's driving this pre-market optimism?
It is all about a massive batch of earnings reports. The market is digesting a ton of information that came in after yesterday's close, and for the most part, it's liking what it sees. The overall sentiment is cautiously bullish, and you can see that reflected with futures for the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ all solidly in the green.
And one name in particular is really catching everyone's attention. Palantir is absolutely flying.
Absolutely. PLTR is up more than 5% pre-market. They didn't just beat expectations, they issued upside guidance, a 48% year-over-year revenue increase for what's already the best-performing stock in the S&P 500 this year. That is a huge boost for the entire AI growth story.
I see. But it's not a clean sweep across the board. I'm looking at Caterpillar, and it's a very different picture.
That's right. A bit of a reality check there. Cat is trading down about 3.6%. They actually beat on revenue, which is good, but they missed on earnings per share. And what's more concerning is this marks their third earnings miss in the last four quarters. That's a pattern that makes investors nervous.
Got it. So a tale of two different industrial giants. Any other major earnings reports we should have on our radar?
Oh, plenty. BP had a strong beat on both the top and bottom lines. Pfizer also came in strong, beating expectations and raising its full-year guidance. And Marriott Vacations looks solid, beating and reaffirming its outlook. It's a very, very busy morning for anyone tracking corporate earnings.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit. What's happening on the macro front?
The macro headlines are a bit more subdued, but the main theme is trade. We're getting reports that Switzerland is preparing what they're calling a more attractive offer to the U.S. to try and head off that 39% tariff rate set to take effect this week. It's a situation traders are watching very closely.
And what about the Fed? I saw some chatter about potential rate cuts.
Yes, those were comments from San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly. Now, she isn't a voting member this year, but she suggested the time for rate cuts is getting close and that, you know, more than two might even be needed. The market always loves to hear that kind of dovish talk.
Of course. So looking ahead at the session today, what economic data could move the needle?
We've got a trifecta of data points. First up is the trade balance for June at 8:30 Eastern. Then at 9:45, we get the final reading for the July services PMI. But the big one to watch is the ISM services data at 10 a.m. That will give us a really crucial read on the health of the services side of the economy.
So with all that in mind, what are the key technical levels traders are focused on for the major indices?
Well, the technical picture supports that cautiously optimistic view. For the SPY, the key support level to watch is right around 6:30. If we see a pullback, that's a zone where buyers might be tempted to step in. To the upside, the big hurdle is resistance near 634. A clean break above that could really spark more buying interest.
And for the tech-heavy QQQ?
For the QQQ, support is around the 565 mark. But the real test will be breaking through resistance at 568. If it can clear that level, especially with the strength we're seeing in names like Palantir, it could open the door for a significant move higher.
Let's do a quick run-through of the biggest pre-market movers. What's gapping up this morning?
There are some massive moves. AIP is up an incredible 64%. Steyr Surgical, on that buyout news from Alcon, is up over 45%. We're also seeing big pops in names like BWX Technologies and Lemonade, both up double digits on strong earnings reports.
Wow. And who's on the other side of the ledger?
Inspire Medical is getting hit hard, down almost 28% after its guidance disappointed Wall Street. Ecor is also down significantly, about 24%, and Hims & Hers is dropping around 13% after a revenue miss. So definitely a lot of volatility under the surface.
So final thoughts as we head into the opening bell.
The positive momentum is there, driven by earnings, but it's a selective market. The Palantir report is a major tailwind for the entire AI theme. The key question is whether the broad market can hold these pre-market gains and push through those key resistance levels on the SPY and QQQ. That ISM services data at 10 a.m. could really be the catalyst that determines the day's direction.
Excellent analysis, a busy morning, with earnings clearly in the driver's seat. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.